Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. Last week we took a look at pumpkins, particularly which varieties are good for cooking, and this week we want to bring you up to speed on some of the delicious recipes you can create, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen. This really is a far more versatile vegetable than people realize.
I know, and I think we're going to give people, I hope, some really cool ideas with
Great.
What to do. I think the basic sort of thing to do just to start off is to just saute some pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really should try it in sort of a very simple form. And what I do is, again, these smaller pumpkins that we like to cook with, cut it into 1-inch cubes in a saute pan with a little butter.
Mm-hmm.
Just toss it in at medium heat and add a little bit of white wine, like 2 tablespoons, and
mm-hmm.
cover it and let it cook until the pumpkin is fork tender.
Mm-hmm.
Then I take off the lid, I crank up the heat, saute, you know, just so I can start browning the edges.
Right.
And right at the end, I throw in a bit of fresh chopped sage and some maple syrup, and I just serve it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I salt and pepper, of course, but mm-hmm. I think just to try it that way as just a side dish, super easy, it's just lovely to have.
And people won't have any idea that look at this squash. No, pumpkin.
It's pumpkin.
It's
right.
pumpkin.
That's
it really
right.
tastes good.
I mean, we talked briefly last time about making a puree, but that's kind of like the basis for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So a simple puree you can use as like a base to go on and do many things, both savory and sweet. I think the simplest way to do that is to, again, cut your pumpkin into cubes, just toss it in a bit of olive oil and put it in the oven on a sheet tray at about 350 degrees,
mm-hmm.
just again till it's about fork tender.
Right.
I pull it out, I put it in a food processor, and I puree it up until it's smooth. And then I can use that to do a lot of things. For instance, I could mix in a bit of ricotta cheese
mm-hmm.
or some fresh sage, and I could use it as a filling for raviolis or tortellinis or cannelloni.
Oh,
it's
wow.
a perfect
nice.
Filling for pasta dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I can take it and make soup out of it, which is great. Again, sauteing some onions, some garlic, and then maybe some celery, a little tomato if you want. Adding this puree, cooking mm-hmm. it down, pureeing it. Towards the end, I like to whisk in a little bit of sour cream,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little cinnamon, a little ginger, things like that. And boom, you have a soup.
I think it's going to be really important, though, to work with the right variety of
yeah.
pumpkins because some of them get kind of stringy.
Right. Again, the small ones we talked about last week, the ones you want to cook with,
right.
those are the ones we want to work with,
so,
not these big old jack-o'-lantern
Yeah, avoid
pumpkins.
The temptation to do something with jack-o'-lanterns.
Of course.
It's just going to mess up your food processor.
another thing I love, which is like one of my favorite fall dishes, is risotto.
Uh-huh.
And making pumpkin risotto, I think, is lovely. So I usually make my risotto with a little bit of porcini mushroom,
mm-hmm.
some fresh rosemary, and then right at the end, I'll stir in this pumpkin puree and a bunch of Parmesan cheese and serve this risotto. And I think it's just lovely for fall dish.
Wow.
You know, and you can imagine a glass of wine and uh-huh. a fireplace, and that's just perfect.
Oh, that really, really sounds good.
We talked briefly about, you know, sort of the Indian version of curried pumpkin and peas last time, but how about something like pumpkin hummus?
What a great idea.
Super easy to do. Get out the food processor, a little tahini, a little bit of your pumpkin puree, few spices, maybe make it a little bit of lemon, a little bit of hot sauce,
mm-hmm.
and just puree up yourself some hummus. Grab some pita bread and you're good to go.
It is. And I made a lot of hummus this year,
uh-huh.
and baba ganoush also.
Sure.
And very similar.
Right.
And it was just wonderful. Making it your own with fresh produce just makes explosive flavors.
I mean, simple desserts, things like pumpkin panna cotta, really easy to do. You know, a little bit of heavy cream, your pumpkin puree, and some gelatin sheets, chill it down and serve it. Super easy. And if you do have the luxury of having your own ice cream maker, pumpkin ice cream with some maple syrup is probably one of the most delicious treats for the fall.
Well, these are some great ideas, Jerry.
Yeah.
We'll put them on the website.
Definitely.
You should go out and try them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.